You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Amy Holmes.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And all during the discussions about auto bailouts and what's going to happen to the manufacturing industries there in the state of Michigan around the city of Detroit, employment held steady. But then last month, the bottom fell out. The unemployment rate in Detroit jumped almost 3 full percentage points. Detroit, Michigan has an unemployment rate that stands at 17%. It's the highest of any major city in the United States. Our friend Bankole Thompson is in Detroit. He's still got a job. He's senior editor at the Michigan Chronicle. 17%, Bankole. That is really a serious double-digit unemployment rate. How are people feeling about that this morning?
Thank you very much, John. I think people are very extremely upset because they're looking for ways to see how the the city's economy or the state's economy can be restored, and they're not seeing it. And there is the president's economic recovery program, but people are still looking for this to filter through their neighborhoods in their communities here in Detroit and other communities across the state. But it's not happening. It's taking too much time, and I think people are running out of patience.
Well, Bankole, we were talking with Dan Gross of Newsweek, who is describing that maybe the recession is over earlier this week, but he was also saying that there are structural changes going on in the economy. This will be a jobless recovery. It sounds like you're seeing those structural changes. Jobs aren't going to be returning here.
Well, when you talk about how the recession is over, I don't think people will believe it, because if you talk to people who are filing for bankruptcies almost every day, the bankruptcy rate is increasing. They don't believe that the recession has ended. I mean, there's talk about the fact that, well, this recession is perhaps the jobs will start to come in next year, but people are not believing it. I think people are very upset, given where we are in the state of Michigan, and especially in Detroit. It's been hardest hit. It's the largest metropolitan city in the state of Michigan here, and it's been, it's taken the hit on a number of directions. I mean, this is the home of the automotive industry, and for a long time we have depended on only one industry, and I think one industry had always had a monopoly, and now it, like you said, the bottom is selling off, and it has put the state at a very disadvantaged position. And what the state is trying to do now is, the governor is talking about diversifying the economy, moving us away from the manufacturing industry, which has had an impact on the lives of a lot of people in Detroit.
Which, Bankole, leads me to my question. Can Detroit be saved? Recently Time magazine ran a photo series called Remains of Detroit, and Bankole, those photos, they looked like some apocalyptic wasteland, something out of Mad Max. Can Detroit ever rise again?
Oh, definitely. I read that piece that the magazine did. Detroit can rise again. I think, when you survey urban centers across this country, you could see the same quote-unquote wasteland. But I think Detroit can come back again. I think what needs to happen is that, you cannot divorce what is happening in Detroit from what is happening at the state level. I mean, the interesting thing is that Detroit is not the only city suffering. I mean, even suburban neighboring cities in the state of Michigan are also taking the hit in foreclosures. They're also taking the hit in job losses. So if Detroit coughs, those other suburban cities have a cold. So I think you cannot divorce what is happening in Detroit from what is happening at the state level. But I think Detroit can come back. We just elected a new mayor, taking over the reins of the former mayor Kwame Kilpatrick and the political turmoil that the city went through. And this new mayor is talking about creating jobs, because he's an entrepreneur.
Right. Well, and that's definitely going to have to happen. The post-Kwame Kilpatrick era is only a positive there. Bankole Thompson, senior editor at the Michigan Chronicle, talking about the Detroit unemployment rate of 17%, the highest of any major city in the country. Thank you, Bankole.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper, with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.